Patriots history comes to life on Totally Patriots. Join Romeo and Ashley as they take a walk down memory lane. And coming up in the show, find out all about Eric Rowe's first day as a Patriot in Pat's Chat.
I watched them on TV just like y'all did. You know, I was a little nervous, but now, you know, it's really cool playing with them.
Plus,
I would consider myself a practical joker, actually.
It's Game On with Chris Long when he drops in for Tilted.
It's one of those things that when somebody messes with you on a football team, you have to get the person back so bad that nobody else wants to ever mess with you.
And walk on the defensive side when Gerard Mayo breaks down blitzes and pressure in Totally Playbook.
You're going to get your opportunity to get a sack and be able to do your little sack dance.
All right, get ready. This is Totally Patriots. Starts now.
Totally Patriots. Totally Patriots.
What better way to celebrate an historic win against the Rams last week by visiting a place full of history?
Mm-hmm. We are at the Hall of Patriot Place. We're going to learn all about being a Patriot. Now let's kick it off with cornerback Eric Rowe in this week's Audible.
Let's do it. Actually, don't you have Pat's Chat coming up in a minute?
Whoop, gotta run.
What are you doing? Go get a microphone or something. What's she doing?
Eric Rowe, number 25 starting corner for the Patriots. Fun fact about me is I love Marvel movies. Favorite one is the Thor series. If I had Thor's hammer, I would fly everywhere. I don't think I would do too much good with it. Oh, I love basketball. I love watching NBA games. You know, I love playing pickup games, you know, when I can. So, and I used to be a dunker, so I used to throw it down. I grew up in Houston, Texas, but I was born in Cleveland, Ohio. We moved from Ohio to Indiana to Kansas to Austin, Texas, then finally to Houston, where we've been there for about 10 years now, 10, 11 years. Yeah, my favorite place, yeah, out of all the cities, was to live in Houston, Texas, though.
All right, fellas, you're in for a big treat today. Help me welcome Eric Rowe, everybody. There he is. He loved that applause so much, he came in nice and slow. Sit down, Eric.
Who is the hardest person you've ever had to cover?
The hardest person, I think it was Calvin Johnson. Yeah, last year. He's a big dude, and he's fast, so. And he has, I mean, he's already Hall of Fame, so, but he was the toughest dude I had to cover.
What is it like playing for Coach Belichick?
Oh, it's tough. It ain't easy. This dude's a strict guy, but he knows what he's talking about. But, I mean, God, practice is so tough, but the games he makes the game easy, though, but it's not easy playing for him.
Where would you like to go on vacation?
Oh.
Ooh, I love that question.
Oh, I've been trying to go to Europe for a couple years now, especially Switzerland. I don't know why, there's something about Switzerland I want to go to, so I've been thinking about it, but that's always a place I always want to head out to.
Do you ever play practical jokes on your teammates?
Me? I don't do that. I mean, I'm not the one to pull pranks, but I've seen a lot of pranks been pulled, but... Like a funny one was Chris Long. I don't know how he got a face mask of Julian Edelman, and he dressed like him one day in the locker room, looked just like him, and was like, what was it? It was during Halloween. It was so funny.
He did full interviews with the mask. I saw it.
Yeah.
It was great.
It was so funny.
It was hilarious.
What was your first day as a Patriot like?
First days?
Were we nervous?
Yeah, I mean, first day, you know, I walk in the locker room, I see Tom, I'm like, oh, snap. You know, I see Gronk and Coach Belichick. And so first day, I mean, I was pretty nervous, you know. I watched them on TV just like y'all did. And, you know, it's like my first year here, so first time really meeting them. And, you know, I was a little nervous, but now, you know, it's really cool playing with them, though.
All right, guys, give it up for Eric Rowe, everybody.
We'll be right back.
coming up on Totally Patriots.
Arguably more evolved, yeah.
Find out the unique thing that no one knows about Chris Long.
People don't believe me, but I swear.
And later in the show...
God, why'd I get the biggest one?
Watch as Eric Rowe takes a bite out of Totally Challenged.
One, two, three.
No one likes it.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments, a proud partner of the New England Patriots, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Harvard Pilgrim Healthcare, count us in. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
How do you get from Ravens outside linebacker Terrell Suggs to Patriots center David Andrews? Suggs played youth football with catcher Joe Mauer, who played in the 2013 World Baseball Classic for manager Joe Torre. Torre was hired to the Yankees by owner George Steinbrenner, who selected John Elway in the 1981 MLB draft. Elway joined the Broncos under head coach Dan Reeves, who is the uncle of Patriots center David Andrews. And that's your 6 degrees.
Guys, can we talk about how cool this room is? So not only do we get to celebrate the Super Bowls, but we also get to hit up the parade. This is an actual duck boat, guys. Not to be confused with a duck face. You know my selfie, like, duck face. Let's see what kind of duck face game Chris Long has. He's up. It's time for Tilted.
Last time I puked.
You don't know, man.
I would consider myself a practical joker, actually. When I played for the Rams, one time we had a long road trip and the DBs were messing with the D-line. So, in short, I had a carpenter and a tow truck company on call, and I towed all their cars out into this big field, and I built little houses around their cars with no doors or windows. They had mailboxes and Christmas lights and everything and addresses, and I called it DBville. It's one of those things that when somebody messes with you on a football team, you have to get the person back so bad that nobody else wants to ever mess with you.
Yeah.
Something that people wouldn't know about me is I was born with 6 fingers on my left hand.
What?
I'm arguably more evolved. Yeah. Here it is. Wait. Yeah, it was the left hand. It's got a little scar right here.
Huh?
People don't believe me, but I swear. Really? I like anything my mom cooks for me, but, gosh, I have to, you know, she's Italian, so any Italian dish that she cooks up, I don't want to get too specific, but a lot of times it's stuff I can't pronounce, but I love it. Celebrity crush? Oh, that's going to get me in trouble.
No.
You know, I'm so committed to my wife that I don't think I even have one.
He's not breaking.
Scarlett Johansson. Favorite planet? Well, it's not a planet anymore, but Pluto. Was a cool planet. Yeah, I just want to bring it back. Not big enough. Undersized. Yeah, it's like jewels. And, you know, they don't count them out here, and look what happens. Do the same to Pluto. Be good. The one thing I wanted for Christmas but never got... I would really like a jetpack. I haven't gotten one yet.
We've had a lot of great tacklers on the team through the years, and you can see them all here at the Hall. Now, what goes into making a super successful tackle? Well, of course, it comes down to science and a little something called impulse. What exactly is that, and what does it have to do with tackling? Going to find out right now with Professor Fritz and how they do that.
Professor Fritz.
Welcome back.
How'd they do that? Last week, we discussed momentum, how the greater the mass, the more momentum an object has, and the harder that object is to stop. Our example, Rob Gronkowski, Mr. Gronkosaurus. That is mass in motion. Today, we're going to talk about what it takes to stop it. If you're lucky, an ice age. Think about the brakes on a car. The car has forward momentum. The brakes need to exert enough force to stop that momentum. The amount of force exerted over a given time is called impulse, and that's what will change the car's momentum. Simply put, impulse, or J, is force multiplied by time, which is the same as the mass of the object times its change in velocity. Here, the runner is at top speed, or close to it. When he runs into the defender, his velocity changes because the force exerted on the runner causes him to deaccelerate. Let's go back to Gronk. We know that his mass is 120.3 kilograms. If his velocity changes from 4 yards per second to 0 yards per second, the change is 4 yards per second. Multiply that by 120.3, and the impulse is 481.2 kilogram yards per second. If the tackle is 2 seconds, then the force needed to stop Gronk is 240.6 newtons. That's a lot of cooking. When it comes to impulse, a force exerted upon an object over a given amount of time either speeds it up or slows it down, which impacts momentum. Impulse equals a change in momentum, and that's what will help the Pats defense keep their opponents from marching down the field. I'm Professor Fritz, and that's how we do that.
Still to come on Totally Patriots.
I don't mean to be rude.
Watch as this cornerback shows off his acting skills in Totally Challenge. And
blitzes and pressures cause turnovers and cause mistakes by offensive linemen and quarterbacks.
Learn how to set each one up in Totally Playbook.
Totally Patriots is brought to you by Putnam Investments. You, your advisor, and Putnam, pursuing performance excellence through the power of teamwork. By Ace Ticket, the official fan travel partner of the Patriots. For information, call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. And by Pepsi, official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hey, guys. With all this activity and proper nutrition, we want to make sure that we keep record of it. And if you don't feel like writing it down, you can always use your phone. And I know you always have that on you. You can download free fitness apps right off your phone. And not only will it keep track of your steps you take, but also what you're eating, how well you're sleeping, and how much water you're drinking. And if you're gonna have your phone anyway, why not put it to good use?
All right, then you break right, and then you go get me lunch. Get me a sandwich or something. Good. All right, listen, there's not that much more challenging in the world than winning a Super Bowl, right? You go through the whole season, the postseason games, and then finally, the big game. Luckily, our challenges, they're not nearly that tough. Check out what we got for Eric Rowe right now in this week's Totally Challenge. Don't move.
It's time now for Totally Challenge. Here's your host, Ashley.
My favorite part of the show, let's get weird. It's time for Truth or Challenge. Yay! Eric, good luck, man. Good luck. Here we go.
Truth or Challenge.
All right, I'm going to take the challenge.
Throw
that flag. Oh, yeah, like the coaches do.
Super nonchalant.
They don't throw it nowhere.
Do an impression of your favorite celebrity.
Oh. not very good at impressions. Actually, I'm just going to do the one I thought of. Okay.
Okay.
So he wears his glasses. Actually, not the heart shape, but these type,
the
these type of lines.
I don't mean to be rude.
Takes the award from her. I don't really think she deserves this award. you know,
Kanye.
Kanye.
Yeah, give it up for Kanye, guys. I'm following.
I could think of the exact line.
Yeah.
Truth or challenge?
I'll say the truth this time.
What did you do when you were younger that always got you in trouble with your parents?
I used to always stay out later than what I should have. So, you know, like the saying, when the street lights come on, you know, you better get in this house. Well, I'd always stay out a little bit later with my friends and just playing around, you know. Look, I always got in trouble for that.
All right, here we go, last one.
Truth or challenge?
All right, take that.
Challenge, juggle tennis balls.
Well, at least they're tennis balls.
All right, let me see. All right, if I try this, I need someone to do it right after me, though.
Can anyone juggle?
Who can juggle?
I cannot juggle.
All right. Y'all got to show me how to do this. I can never juggle three. Wait, no.
There we go. Oh. That's not bad. We'll take it.
Hold on. Let me see. Show me how it's done.
I don't think I can.
Listen, it's got to be better than that.
Okay, actually, it works. Okay. Guys, this is a special edition. We're actually going to go to this challenge in here. This doesn't happen often, so.
Oh, the overtime.
I don't know what's in there.
Eat deviled ham.
Eat what?
Deviled ham.
I have some deviled ham.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Who wants to eat it?
Oh, don't think you're getting out of that.
Oh, no.
I need three people to eat it with me, though.
Go ahead. There we go. Get up there.
All right. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That's not what good. It smells bad.
All right.
All right. Here we go, guys.
Same time?
Yeah.
All right. God, why'd I get the biggest one? Jeez. All right. One, two, three.
No one likes it. Double ham. Okay, before anyone throws up, guys, give it up for Eric Rowe, everybody.
Blitzes, okay? It's all about blitzes, which I thought was like a type of pancake or one of Santa's reindeers. Well, I'm not too sure what that would have to do with football. Anyway, one person who knows, this dude. Getting a little creepy. Gerard Mayo. He can break it all down for us in this week's Totally Playbook. Syrup contest?
It's your boy Gerard Mayo, and we're back again. We're going on the defensive side of the ball, which always gets me excited, and we're going to talk about blitzes and pressures. And now as a linebacker or a safety, you always enjoy hearing about blitzes and pressures because now you know you're going to get your opportunity to get a sack and be able to do your little sack dance. So here we go. What are the differences between blitzes and pressures? Well, pressures are when you only send one extra guy. You might send your Mike linebacker right up the middle to cause some havoc. Now, the offensive line, remember, you have five offensive linemen. You have a center, two guards, and two tackles. So they can pick that up. So you're kind of counting on confusing these guys. So on a pressure, you might show this guy over here and send the Mike up the middle. Or you might show your Will linebacker over here and send your Sam. So now you're trying to cause confusion. And don't forget, they have a running back that usually is there to pick things up or clean up the mess. So that's when coaches came up with blitzes. What are blitzes? Blitzes are when you're sending six or more guys, and you're hoping that the quarterback will get that ball out quickly, and now you have to marry up the coverage behind it. So you can run zone or man, but you have to know that the ball is going to come out fast. Blitzes and pressures cause turnovers and cause mistakes by offensive linemen and quarterbacks.
Folks, players, song of the week.
I'm Justin Coleman, cornerback. My go-to music is Gucci Mane. I keep my headphones on all the time.
My name is Barkevious Mingo, and my first job was construction. Ninth grade year, I have my stepdad do some home renovations on a job he was working on, me and my other brothers. I liked it because we got to tear stuff up, but then we also had to fix it back. But it was kind of cool getting to work with our hands and just build something and seeing it when it was all finished and how nice it looked. So, yeah, that's my first job.
All right, Romeo, not sure if you know this one, but after last week's big win, Tom Brady became the best-looking man in a pair of Uggs.
That's not exactly where I thought you were going with that.
No, maybe that was just my brain.
Maybe he did win it. Maybe he won that, too. I don't know. But he's officially the all-time winningest QB in the NFL. That is huge. We made history right there, Ashley.
Guy just wins all the time. It's not a big deal, you know.
He does. I'm thinking we're going to be adding another Super Bowl ring to this case pretty soon.
I've been trying to break in this case since we got here, if I'm being honest. I was like, yeah. It's glass, though. It's protected.
Just so you know, there is an alarm on this thing, so be careful. All right, in the meantime, we're going to leave you with some top plays from our win against the Rams.
We'll see you guys next week.
Goff stands in, throws it across the middle, ball tipped by Britt, and then picked off by Butler. Goff drops back, feeling pressure. He'll be sacked again. Chris Long, the former Ram, was the first man there. Goff throws down the road. What if it hit the ball and picked off? Fluttering to Van Noy.
Yeah, boy, that's a blunt force trauma off the right side.
Fourth and inches, a gift to Blunt, runs it wide, bounces it outside, first down and more. Blunt to the pylon, reaching across, touchdown, Patriots. Left back shoulder for Hogan, made the catch inside the pylon.